Hello and welcome to yet another episode of Embrace Equity podcast. Today we will be discussing the topic of barriers to equity and how to overcome them. In this episode, we will explore some of the challenges that prevent individuals from achieving equity as well as strategies for overcoming these barriers. We have with us today Chaitanya Bhanu, Vice President, Steel Manufacturing, Tata Steel. Welcome, sir. What is the importance of diversity, equity and inclusion in the workplace?
Let me start by saying, other answering the question, what do we mean by diversity? So if you look at Tata Steel has been, like any other steel company, has been predominantly, men have been working here because of the image of the industry and because of our social conditions in the earlier years. But even with men, I will say we have had a reasonable amount of diversity in place. In terms of Jamshedpur, itself has been a city with cosmopolitan character to some extent. And then the recruitment used to happen from all over the place. I am myself from the northern part of the India. So many of us used to come from different backgrounds, rural, urban, big city guys, and different kinds of upbringing, so to say, joint families, nuclear families. Each comes with his own perspective. So to that extent, there was a reasonable amount of diversity of thought in the organization. And then the second step which we took was, I think, bringing in women, more and more women, through a concerted effort and bringing in policy changes. And then EWD. Then the people with the third gender, what we call as. So diversity has been there. Only thing is, we are trying to broaden the horizon. Okay. And then the more diversity you have, the more perspectives you get. And in today's world, it is better to have wider, conflicting, so to say, perspectives, so that you can arrive at decisions which are good for the health of the organization.
That's interesting. Achieving equity, of course, is not a cakewalk. What do you think, what are some of the common barriers to achieving equity within an organization?
I think when you work too long in an organization, there are certain biases which you develop because of the nature of the industry and because of the culture of the organization. And there are some personal blind spots also you have. So you need to be sort of more sensitive to these blind spots. What are my blind spots? Is it, do I naturally favor some kind of people? Do I naturally favor, say, English speaking guys? One needs to be, as senior manager, sensitive to this, so that at the back of your head, when you take a decision, you should be sure I'm not getting influenced by my blind spots or my natural biases, which I have as a part of my upbringing. That is one. Second part is, what can the organization do? So you have to work on two fronts, actually. One front is the policies. So policies have to support diversity, inclusion, etc. So when you bring in women, you have to understand that there will be periods when they may not be able to give so much time to their job and they will need a break. So your policy should support that. So a simple example can be when women have small children. So in India, your job extends even to evenings. There are some social dinners which you're supposed to attend, etc. So senior people should be sensitive that women in certain age groups may not be able to come for the evening dinners, may not be socially so active in the evenings because they have to spend time with the young children, etc. And that should not work against them. So that sensitization has to be there. So one part is the policy. Other is the sensitization of people at all levels. General sensitization, it especially comes in when you bring in third gender, because the way senior people in our age group have been brought up, you generally, in common words, you use many loose terms also for third gender. Now you have to change your outlook suddenly, and they have proved that they are as good as anybody else. So that sensitization has to come at all levels of the organization. So one part you have to do there, from what I will say is bottom top, and from top to bottom you have to bring in policies which help in bringing in diversity. Your rules should be such that it should not happen that a lot of women are joining, but then they get lost somewhere in the organization. They need to continue and build their careers in the organization. And your policy should be conducive or helpful to do that.
And obviously, these challenges can only be addressed through effective strategies in place. What are some of the strategies that you think will promote equity within an organization, and how can they be implemented?
So one thing which we just mentioned was the training part. So training has to happen at all levels, and it has to be very specific. Reverse mentoring can be another good idea, because many of us who are from, say, the old school, etc., need also a lot of training to coach ourselves. What are the aspirations of the younger people? What are the aspirations of the diverse workforce? To that extent, I think many of us need reverse mentoring. Many of us. And there should not be any sort of sense of, shame or sense of, what do I do, etc. You need to be open. Interact with younger people, understand their aspirations, understand the aspirations of women, understand the aspiration of the PWD community. It is for the senior leaders to set examples, actually. Once they set good examples, the organization will follow, I think. And you will have a better workplace and a more inclusive workplace to begin, where people will feel free to voice their concerns, where people will contribute more, and you will have a higher engaged workforce at the workplace.
Thank you, sir, for shedding light on these insightful facts. This brings us to the end of this podcast episode. Stay tuned for more on Embrace Equity podcast series.